This is STPB News. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. Secretary of State Chantel Krebs has approved the South Dakota Anti-Corruption Amendment petition for circulation to the public. Volunteers pushing the amendment can begin gathering signatures. The proposed amendment bars unions or corporations from contributing to political campaigns and limits the amount of money someone can give to candidates running for the legislature or a statewide office like governor. The plan also mandates that only voters can change or repeal laws passed with a public vote. This means the legislature cannot repeal voter-approved measures. Represent South Dakota is the organization backing the South Dakota Anti-Corruption Amendment. Doug Kroneisel is the organizer of this weekend's events.
Letting people know, the ins and outs of the amendment itself, and then we're going to transition over to kind of helping volunteers know what it is they need to do if they want to circulate petitions, the rules they have to follow, ideally, if the weather is nice, get out there and gather some petitions ourselves and drop off material so that people can get these petitions circulating in their communities.
Events are set for Sioux Falls, Madison, and Rapid City on Saturday. The group will hold sessions in Brookings, Spearfish, and Huron on Sunday and in Vermilion on Monday. Supporters need to submit 28,000 valid signatures to the Secretary of State's office by this November for the amendment to appear on the 2018 ballot. The state is selling off a herd of 75 neglected and starving cattle seized from an Ashton man's property last month. Ashton is in Spink County. The livestock owner, Rex Spear, did not appear for a court hearing on Monday to contest the move. Authorities seized the animals in late June and charged Spear with felony animal abuse and misdemeanor animal neglect. He's due in court next week. A U.S. Department of Agriculture climatologist says there's still time for soybeans to bounce back from drought effects. Dennis Toddy with the USDA Midwest Climate Hub says if soybeans can get some rain in August, the crop should not lose a lot of yield. You're with STPB.